Thanks for tuning in to the Lean 911 podcast, where you'll have a voice directly from the Gemba. I will rely on my three decades of Lean successes, as well as my failures, to answer your most challenging questions regarding your Lean transformation. I'm your host, Mark DeLuzio, President and CEO of Lean Horizons Consulting, and the principal architect of the Danaher Business System. Looking forward to your questions. Now, let's go to the Gemba. Welcome to episode 32. This is Mark DeLuzio. You know, when I started out with the problem solving series back when I said there were going to be five problem solving series, and there were, and then there was a sixth, and I also said, hey, there may be more in the future. And guess what? This is problem solving series number seven, and there'll probably be more. Problem solving is a really key part of Lean and part of what we do. And remember, I think I told you in past episodes that a senior executive at Toyota in 1990, one of my first of many visits in Japan, told me that world-class companies, the difference, what makes a world-class company is their ability to solve problems. Even the great Toyota has problems, but we only solve our problems once. So I talked about, you know, problem fixing versus problem solving and how to define a problem and all kinds of other topics relative to problem solving. Well, today I want to talk about this whole business about problem escalation. I see this in so many companies now. They call it the problem escalation process, how we take a problem and elevate it when we can't solve it, all the way up to senior leadership and beyond, trying to solve what I would call problems with a conference room Kaizen mentality. And let's not forget that, you know, Toyota also said that you've got to go see, ask why, and show respect. And my friend John Chuck told me that Toyota did not allow executives to opine on a problem unless they observe the problem firsthand. How many ill-founded solutions, and I use that with air quotes, solutions that we would find go away in long drawn out meetings when executives sit there and try to figure out what the problem is when they haven't even witnessed what the problem is to begin with. So I've got some comments and my opinions about these problem escalation processes. And I've got, you know, three or four, maybe five points that I want to talk about as to why I'm not a big fan of problem escalation. Okay, number one, if we truly believe that problems are best solved at the lowest possible level in the organization, then why are we institutionalizing a process to do quite the opposite by escalating problems and moving the problem solution, if you will, or resolution away from what I call the point of impact? Where is the problem happening, right? We escalate away, but we have the poster on the wall that says we attempt to solve problems at the lowest possible level, okay? That's one. Two, what messages are we sending to our frontline associates? Now, remember, we're the ones saying, hey, they're our best consultants, and they know how to solve the problem. They're closest to the action. They know the work better than anybody. What message do we send to frontline associates? And again, we claim they're the best to solve our problems as we move problems away from the point of impact where the problems occurred. Okay? Are we sending them an unstated opinion that we at senior levels are better equipped and perhaps better intellectually positioned to solve problems? Is that the message we're sending them? That's two. Three, given that, how do leaders expect to improve their engagement scores with associates and expect them to buy in when they're not involved in the development of the solution itself? Okay, so here's a situation where if I'm not involved in you, I could come up with the grandest solution, the most perfect, elegant solution in the world for any given problem. But if I'm not going to involve you in the solution and get your ideas and get your buy-in, it's going to be rejected. I kind of kid around and say, geez, I can come up with a cure for cancer and then jam it down your throat and you're going to reject it, right? So we've got to involve people in problem solving. Now, so many people say, no, we have to get our engagement scores up before we do Kaizen. I heard that one a number of times. Well, wait a minute. Do Kaizen and you'll get your engagement score. You can't wish your engagement score to get better. You've got to involve people. You've got to ask for their opinions, right? The escalation process does not allow us to really do that. And it, as I said earlier, it sends the wrong message. 4, how will these elite leaders expect to solve problems when it is they, most likely, who created these problems in the first place? The processes, or the lack thereof, or the ill-founded processes that were created under their leadership, under their auspices, if you will. Okay? Remember what Albert Einstein said? He said, you cannot solve a problem with the same minds that created it. So how is that supposed to happen? How is that supposed to happen? And by the way, we talked about providing the framework in which to solve problems, the time, the training, the resources, which many companies don't do. And then they wonder, hey, how come we're not solving problems? So the question here is, do we not have a framework in which our associates can solve problems? And maybe that's why it's not getting done. They're working 60 hours a week. We don't have time to solve problems. We don't have problem-solving training. We don't provide the resources, the technical resources if needed, what have you, right? So, you know, as you look at the whole infrastructure and framework around which we solve problems, and we say, geez, it's just not happening. Well, why isn't it happening, right? So finally, number 5, why do problems need to be escalated in the first place? Why do we need to escalate these problems? Why don't these leaders come down from their corporate offices and, you know, proverbial ivory towers and work side by side directly with frontline associates where the problem is happening and solve these problems together? Oh yeah, by the way, that's called Kaizen. And I have an episode earlier that said, hey, what happened to Kaizen? What the heck happened to Kaizen? Nobody's doing Kaizen. Nobody's doing the fundamental framework of standard work, real standard work. Okay, we call a lot of things standard work, but it's not. Okay, and I think I have an episode, or I will have an episode on that. But matter of fact, Oba, in that episode, which you heard back in March, is we talk about standards. We talk about going back to basics, right? So why aren't we working side by side if we have something to offer at the senior levels? Or if we're smarter, we have some kind of technical wisdom or know-how. Work together with the operators. Do not try to escalate a problem and solve it unilaterally by yourself in a corporate office somewhere. This whole escalation process has to be challenged. I'm not a fan of it, as you can probably tell. So let's not forget, one more time, go see, which means go to the point of impact where the problem is actually happening. Talk to the people who are experiencing the problem. You'll learn a lot. Go see, ask why, and show respect. Okay. That's problem escalation in a nutshell. Again, I'm not a fan. And let me know at mark@lean911.com if you have an altering opinion or if you agree. Do you have this system today in your business? And how's it working? Maybe I'm missing something. But I don't see it working. I haven't seen it work yet. And we still somehow have these problems. And by the way, when you ask Did the problem really get solved? We're not talking about problem solution, are we? A lot of times we're talking about problem fixing. So let's get the people who really know how to solve these problems, the people who are working in these processes that may not be very well defined, with no framework to make them better, and get the problem solved on a priority basis with this thing we call Kaizen. Okay? Anyway, again, email me, mark@lean911.com. Go to lean911.com for all the episodes. You'll see we are on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. We're on YouTube. And please let me know what you think. And let me know what your problem is with problem solving. Maybe we'll do an episode 8 or problem solving, you know, number 8. Thank you very much. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to the Lean 911 podcast. I'll be happy to address your questions or feedback on future episodes. Email me at mark@lean911.com. You can check out our other episodes by visiting our website at lean911.com, our YouTube channel, wherever you listen to podcasts. This is your host, Mark DeLuzio. Thanks for listening.